ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Are we doing all English or will there be Hindi anuvad? Straight English. Okay. But here. You can do the Sanskrit word for word, everything. Word for word, you know, cite the sloka word by word and then sloka.
वैन्यः तु धुर्यः महतां संस्थित्य आध्यात्मशिक्षया आप्त कामं इव आत्मानं मेने आत्मनि अवस्थितः वैन्यस्तु धुर्यो महतां संस्थित्याध्यात्मशिक्षया आप्तकामं इवात्मानं मेनात्मनि अवस्थितः वैन्यस्तु धुर्यो महतां संस्थित्याध्यात्मशिक्षया आप्तकामं इवात्मानं मेनात्मनि अवस्थितः वैन्यस्तु धुर्यो महतां संस्थित्याध्यात्मशिक्षया आप्तकामं इवात्मानं मेनात्मनि अवस्थितः
Shabdart.
Vainyaha, the son of Vena Maharaj, Prutu, Tu, of course, Dhuryaha, the chief, Mahatam, of great personalities, Samsithya, being completely fixed, Adhyatma Shikshaya, in the matter of self-realization, Apta, achieved, Kamam, desires, Iva, like, Atmanam, in self-satisfaction, Mene, consider, Atmani, in the self, Avasthitaha, situated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Amongst great personalities, Maharaj Prithu was the chief by virtue of his fixed position in relation to spiritual enlightenment. He remained satisfied as one who has achieved all success in spiritual understanding. Purport. Remaining fixed in devotional service gives one the utmost in self-satisfaction. Actually, Self-realization can be achieved only by pure devotees who have no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to desire, he is fully satisfied with himself. Similarly, a devotee who has no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is as self-satisfied as the Supreme Lord. Everyone is hankering after peace of mind and self-satisfaction. But these can only be achieved by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. King Prithu's statements in previous verses regarding his vast knowledge and perfect devotional service are justified here, for he is considered best amongst all Mahatmas. In Bhagavad Gita 9.13, Sri Krishna speaks of Mahatmas in this way. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritah bhajanti ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. The Mahatmas are not under the clutches of the illusory energy, but are under the protection of the spiritual energy. Because of this, the real Mahatma is always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj exhibited all the symptoms of a Mahatma. Therefore, he is mentioned in this verse as Dhuryo Mahatmam, best of the Mahatmas.
Thank you. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vanshako Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanyastu Dhuryo Mahatam Samstit Yat Yatma Sikshaya Aptakamang Ivatmanang Mena Atmanya Vastataha. Although Prithu Maharaj was Vanya, the son of the demonic King Vena, he was Dhuryo Mahata, the greatest of Mahatmas. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, son of Hiranyakashipu, that Vrijasura belonged to a demonic family. Many examples are there. How even a person from the demonic world can become a Sudurlabha Mahatma, best of Mahatmas. Vanyastu Durya Mahatam, Samstitya Adhyatma Shikshaya. He was completely situated in the instructions of self-realization. Aptakamam Ivatmanam. So all of his desires were satisfied. Everyone is looking for self-satisfaction, but Srila Prabhupada makes the point that one can be self-satisfied only when Krishna conscious. I was intrigued by this Eva here in this line. Aptakamam Ivatmanam. Eva, like what? Like, what is this Eva? I wondered. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that, although it's a little hard to follow, but it seems that his point is that Eva goes with Aptakama, as if self-satisfied, because devotees never feels complacent. Yes, now I'm Krishna conscious, everything is good. But he feels, of course, transcendentally self-satisfied, but also transcendentally always dissatisfied. Eva Aptakama. Something like self-satisfied, but not fully, because the devotee always feels that I'm not serving. I have to improve. The Prabhupada, however, seems to take the matter differently. From my reading of the purport, it looks like he's putting Eva with Atmanam. And although he doesn't do it in the word for word, it seems that that Eva Atmanam is like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma also means the personality of Godhead. So Eva Atmanam, he was self-satisfied as Krishna is also self-satisfied. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to desire, he's fully self-satisfied. And so a devotee who has no other desire than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is as self-satisfied as he is. That's Srila Prabhupada's rendering, as far as I can see, of Eva. He puts it with Atmanam. So, what is that? Nirdosha hi samam brahma tasmad brahmanite stitaha. What is that verse? Bhagavad Gita? Nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmanite stitaha. Nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmanite stitaha. Anyway, the meaning is that the devotee is infallible, like Brahma, Param Brahma, the personality of Godhead, and there. He hai avatar jita sargo, yesham sam yestitam manaha, nirdosham hi samam Brahma tasmad brahmanite stita. The person who's what is that? Chidatmana Ihai Vatara Jitasarga. Jitasarga, he's conquered the world of birth and death, really. He's conquered He no longer thinks, I'm this body, I'm part of this material world. Elsewhere, Jidatmana Prashantasya Paramatma Sit Samahita. Yeah, isn't that the same? What verse is that? Jidatmana Prashantasya Paramatma Samahita. Then? Shitoshna Sukadukeshu Tatamana Pamana. So the person who's conquered his mind has already reached the super soul. So the same thing. Ihayatarjitasargo. Nirdosha hi samam brahma. Person who's free from material existence is on the spiritual platform. And on the spiritual platform, the soul is of the same nature as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamivamsa jiva loke, jiva bhuta, sanatana. We're all qualitatively one with Krishna. And when we realize that qualitative oneness, then of course, mad bhaktim labhate param, we engage in devotional service to Krishna. Then, nirdosha hi samam brahma, he's the same as Brahma. Now we're not the same as Brahma. We're the same, but we've given up that sameness. Instead of the same means eternal, blissful, full of knowledge, that's the same. And instead we're asat, achit, nirananda. That's not the same. So we've sacrificed our oneness for the sake of our campaign of independent enjoyment. And therefore, we're also not satisfied. We're not satisfied because we're never going to be able to enjoy. The more we try to enjoy, the more we become agitated, disturbed. And what is that? Ashantasya kutasukam. And for one who's disturbed, where's the question of peace? And without peace, where's the question of happiness? So now we're not at all like Brahma, or we're some sort of bizarre combination of spirit and matter, and trying to enjoy the material energy and becoming entangled more and more. So our position is most unconstitutional. But when we're engaged in the service of the Lord, then we become as good as the Lord in quality. Krishna is eternal, we're eternal. Krishna is full of knowledge, we're full of knowledge. Krishna is blissful, we're blissful. Krishna is satisfied in himself, we become satisfied in ourselves. Materialists are never satisfied. What is that? Up to the point of death. Up to the point of death. It means Asha kamo papoga parama itabhini Asha pasha shatara badha kama krodha para iyante kama bogart. But there's another one. Pralayan pralaya antam, up to the point of death, upashrita kamo papoga parama itabhaniti nishchita. And they're asha pasha, they're full of desires. Asha pasha shatara baddha, entangled in all these desires, thousands of desires. Kama krodha parayana, always seeking sense gratification, revenge, kama krodha parayana, ihante kama bhogartam, and for the sake of getting sense gratification, kama krodha parayana, ihante kama bhogartam, anyayena artha sanchayam, busy in black dealings and illicit ways to get money. So in this way, just the opposite. And especially political leaders. Here you have Maharaj Prithu, he's king of the world, and he wasn't at all. He was self-satisfied. He could go to the forest and be as satisfied as he was sitting on the throne. And the materialists, they can sit on the throne and still they won't be satisfied. My kingdom is not big enough. So, aptakama, eva atmanam, as Krishna is self-satisfied, the servant of Krishna is self-satisfied. Prabhupada said, we just want, what did he say? A little rice and we just want some service. You know, live under a tree, a little, some rice, dal chapatis. We want some service, that's all. Otherwise, we don't want anything. We just want to serve. But the materialist, chintam aparameyam cha pralayantam apashrita. That's chinta aparameya. Their anxieties are aparameyam, immeasurable. Always an anxiety. Always an anxiety. Pralaya antam upashrita. Up till the last minute. Because they're, what is that? Asat grahin asat grahin. My goodness, today's not a good day for verses. Asat grihit vas, no. Grihit vasad graham. Mohad grihit vasad. Yes, mohad grihit vasad graham. Mohad, by the influence of illusion, asat grihit vasad graham. They're trying to hold on to something that doesn't exist. You know about Tantalus? How's your Greek mythology? Do you know about Tantalus? From whom we get the word tantalize, English word. He was a king. I forget the background, but he was condemned to stand in water and without food and without drink, and all he could get, if he tried to reach the water would recede. If there was some fruit, it was in the water, it was illusory. So the poor man was just afflicted. So that's our position. We're trying to grab something that doesn't exist. Prahlad Maharaj also says the same thing. Bahir artamanina. Then? What was Bahir Artaman? His vision. Thank you. Durashaya. Durashaya. They're hoping against hope. Durashaya means hopeless hope. Durashaya. Yay, why is it hopeless? Bahirartha. They're after something from the external energy, which is not theirs, which they can't enjoy. Natevidu, and they don't know where their real self-interest lies. They've turned away from Vishnu, and therefore they've turned by force, by necessity, to the material nature, and it doesn't work. And therefore they're frustrated. So that's the situation of the materialists. Their kama is never satisfied. Kama mashritya dushpura. But the devotee, apta kama ivatmanam, satisfied as much as the personality of Godhead is satisfied. Because he's connected. When we're connected to the supreme enjoyer, we also enjoy. When we're connected to the most peaceful person, we're also peaceful. When we're connected to the eternal personality of Godhead, we're also eternally situated. Everything by connection. Prabhupada gave the example, just like all these plants and trees, everything is green. But if a branch fell from the tree or a leaf fell from the tree, it would dry up and become brown and probably ugly. Or the hand, as long as it's connected to the body, very nice. And when it's disconnected, useless. So, Atmani Avastita. He was situated, again taking Atmani as the personality of Godhead, he was situated in devotional service to the personality of Godhead, and therefore he was fully satisfied as much as the Lord. So this is the position of the actual Mahatma, Daivim Prakritim Ashrita. Bhajanti Ananya Manasa, with one pointed intelligence, he engages in the service of Krishna. Agyatva Bhutarim Abhiyam. All right, any comments, questions? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the very nice class. So now we see that Prithu Maharaj is actually a pure devotee of the Lord right from the beginning. And for him to, you know, get over his material desires was relatively easy. Recently, I was confronted with a problem that a devotee who's been practicing Krishna consciousness for over 30 years, you know, suddenly developed a very strong desire to, you know, do whatever he was doing prior to coming into Krishna consciousness, which was basically breaking one of the four regulative principles. And it was disturbing him so much that he actually went to a counselor, you know, trying to find out. And that counselor was a devotee. So the counselor said that, you know, the best thing for you to do is try to work on whatever you're having, you know, as a problem. But you know, it doesn't matter if you give in to whatever you are, you know, whatever is troubling you. So I was sort of...
It doesn't matter if you give in to whatever is troubling you. Intoxication,
yes,
illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, doesn't matter if you give in to that?
That's what the counselor said. So
Perhaps it's time for counselor review. Sounds like we have two people with problems.
So Maharaj, my question was that this process of Krishna consciousness, sometimes, you know, at a late stage in our lives, certain things pop up which sort of, you know, trouble us. And I mean, this could happen to anybody, you know. So what is the, you know, way by which somehow or the other, you know, we just continue our practicing of Krishna consciousness and keep moving on. So maybe, you know, that we have some, you know, hindrances to our practice currently, but, you know, we somehow or the other take shelter and try to move on. So I just trying to understand. In a later days of our Krishna consciousness, I mean, particularly when the body is aging and, you know, the mind sort of goes back into the earlier part of our life where, you know, we start missing on certain experiences and so on. So just wanted to, from this particular purpose, Maharaj, yes.
I'm 72 and I miss my 16-year-old girlfriend. This is called Maya. That which is not and cannot be. Manogatan, it's a product of, what is it? Prajahati yada kaman sarvan parta manogatan. So one should know this is a mental concoction. And one should deal with it strongly. That, of course, where do these things come from? Maybe mature sinful reactions. You know, there are different stages of sinful reactions, so something catches up with us. It may be, and that, you know, that's reflected in things like bad astrological periods or whatever. Or I may have offended Vaishnavas, something's there. Anyway, this strong desire is coming. Let me enjoy the material energy. One should take it as an emergency situation. After so many years of devotional service, now I have the urge to break the vows I made to my spiritual master, to perform disgraceful activities. Not only disgraceful, but harmful to myself. What is that in Bhagavad Gita? Then Krishna is urging Arjuna that your reputation will be. Think about your reputations. Kirti karma. Kirti abhachavadam strabhun varishanti tavahita. Nindantas tavasamartya tato dukataram yukim. You think lust is painful. Wait until you start dealing with the loss of reputation. That's even more painful. Dukataram, what is that? Worse than death. Maranada tirichyate. More painful than death. Therefore, people sometimes, when their reputation is finished, they'll commit suicide. You know, rather than have to bear indignity. So now I'm approaching that stage. After a distinguished career of devotional service, now I want to do some stupid thing from the realm of four prohibited activities. And I'm ready to break the promise I made to my spiritual master. Someplace in fourth canto, in connection with Vidarbhi, and it's mentioned that one should rather die than give up the instructions of the spiritual master. Now, that if I were a counselor, I would not be recommending suicide, but such a serious thing. One should prefer to die than to give up his word to his spiritual master. So then what to do? Then different things. One is pray to Krishna. Pray to the holy name of Krishna. Please save me. That's actual chanting. Then it's an advantage. Some, you know, Maya's chasing me. I thought I was fine. I was coasting along. Everybody was, you know, I would sing and everyone would clap. I would give a class and everyone would say, thank you for the very nice class. I thought I was doing great. And now lust is chasing me around and wants to make a dog out of me. So I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now I have to chant, oh Krishna, please save me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then that becomes my good fortune. I was inclined to just mechanical chanting. Now I have to chant Hare Krishna like my life depends on it, because it does. So, what is that? Daivim Prakritam Ashrita. Then instead of becoming a dog, you become a Mahatma. Why? Because when you were tested, you took shelter of the divine energy. Oh, Radharani, please save me. One takes shelter of sadhus, one, you know, do something. Now that the sign is there that you're not as strong as you thought you were. So, or now Maya's testing you. So what do you do? Take shelter of Krishna. The holy name of Krishna, the devotees of Krishna, instructions of Krishna. Do that. You can drop everything else for that. Not that I dropped this for Maya. That Chanakya Pandit, maybe someone knows the Sanskrit, but he, you know the Sanskrit, that verse? And one who gives up the eternal for the temporary loses everything. And one who gives up the temporary, I'm sorry, the one who gives up the eternal for the temporary loses everything. And one who gives up the temporary for the eternal loses nothing and gets everything. What you gave up was temporary anyway, so it's no loss. And what you went for was the eternal, which is eternal. But if you go the other way and give up the eternal for the temporary, you lose the temporary because it's temporary, and you lose the eternal because you gave it up. So which of those two alternatives should we counsel such a person to take?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. First, thank you for the very deep answer. As I was hearing your answer, the thought that came to my mind was that it seems that person should have a very high level of nishta to follow that answer. It seems the responsibility is definitely on the practitioner. But when somebody is not so internally strong, they may go through a guilt trip for not being able to follow the instruction of spiritual master, all their vows. So for such a weak person...
Why should he go through a guilt trip? He should follow. I may not be very advanced. I may not be very... have great faith. But I made a promise. Mm-hmm. I have to follow it.
But if he's not determined collectively as a
then
society...
Then he should become determined. Arjuna wasn't determined either. He was determined to leave the battlefield. What is that? Samstabhyatmanam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupa durasana. Don't be a coward. Get up and do it.
So what is the role the society plays as devotee association? What can we play?
Well, the certainly not to advise him to embrace Maya. Just the opposite. The society of devotees means the society, what is sajana, persons who are concerned with the eternal. Those who will encourage him that that's all right, you know, stick with us and we'll all help you and we'll carry on. They'll instruct him, remember this instruction, remember that instruction. Maybe if they're close friends, don't be an idiot. You know, think of what you're doing. Don't let your mind overwhelm your intelligence. Chahi Shatru Mahabaho. That Krishna was Arjuna's friend, among other things. He was his spiritual master, but he was Arjuna's greatest friend, and as a friend, he advised him. As friend and spiritual master is the greatest friend. He didn't advise, well, you know, he you fought so many battles, if you give up one, no one will hold it against you. No. Don't let this, what is it, Kshudram Hridaya Durbalyam. That's everyone's disease, weakness of heart. Chaktrotishta Parantava, give it up and fight. So there's strength in numbers. If we go off on our own, then Maya will pick us off. But if we stay in the association of devotees should mean those who will encourage me. Yes, remember, you promised your spiritual master, and he promised you, you just follow these four rules, you chant 16 rounds, you'll go back to Godhead. You want to give that up for a cigarette or, 20 minutes in bed or whatever it is? I mean, what foolishness. And he should feel bad about himself. That's good. Be in a guilt trip. What a stupid mind I have. What kind of fool am I? A person who can't feel guilt is a psychopath. From what I understand, psychopaths feel no guilt. Yeah. Kill off, shoot up a schoolroom or something and then feel it. Go off for game of cards or something. They don't feel guilt. But a sane person, when he does something wrong, or even when he's thinking of doing something wrong, he feels guilty.
So when we give such advice, is it that we are transferring some of our conviction to the other person? Is that how it works?
Yes. That Hiranyakashipu, Sri Hiranyakashipu Vacha, he's cited as authority in Nectar of Devotion, that association is like a crystal. Whatever's there in front of the crystal reflects. So if we associate, probably you associate with thieves, you'll become a thief. Because they're determined to rob the bank. And you associate with devotees, you become a devotee because they're determined to serve Krishna. And even if sometimes we feel not so determined, well, they'll feel, the others are still determined. And sometimes if they're not so determined, I'll feel determined. So in this way, we help one another. Bodhiyantaparaspara. Yes, Maji.
Maharaj, I'd like to stress upon that point more at Nimai Leela Prabhupada's question. Because devotees have come with their own baggages. Devotees have come with their past baggages and this present life baggages. The type of parents and surrounding. They come with that type of consciousness and they have set of learning which can affect their relation with others. It can be like with their own family member or with their devotee friends. And, children going through some trauma like child abuse where they don't want to take to Krishna consciousness because that is not the solution what they're looking out for. Oh. So, abuse relationship, it can be even a child abuse relationship. Where they are not able to grasp Krishna consciousness because they are going through so much of their own broken down emotions. Maybe relationship also. So, like you said, I need an answer. What about the therapy? The children get therapy, the abused people get therapy, relationship gets therapy. Because unless they are not dealt with that issue.
One second, I missed that part, Tom.
Therapy, Maharaj?
Can they get therapy?
Therapy? Any type of therapy which will help them to overcome their, their pain, which they have gone through.
Not necessarily any kind of therapy that helps them get over their pain. Alcohol therapy is not recommended, for example. It will overcome your pain, but you're getting into other kinds of problems. Now you're going to have an alcohol problem. heroin is a great antidote for pain, but it's not recommended therapy under such circumstances. So there's therapy means something that restores a person to health. That's therapy. And certainly a person who's undergone trauma needs therapy of one kind or another, no doubt. But some of these therapies are just rubbish, and worse than rubbish, harmful. Because the basic principle, there's an underlying, there are different therapeutic approaches. And for some therapists, there are different assumptions that go with different approaches. And for some therapists, many therapists, in fact, the underlying assumption is that life is meant for sense gratification. And to restore you to health means to bring you back to that position where your life is focused on sense gratification and you can enjoy it. That's not really helpful. That's not really helpful. Whether it will assist the person to overcome the pain of his trauma is first of all doubtful. Psychotherapy is not an exact science. You know, just add 2 grams of this and 2 grams of that and boom. I know, I have a cousin. Is she a cousin? Yeah, she's a cousin. Was a practicing psychotherapist. She had clients who were her clients for decades. Years and years and years. And still they'd be in trouble. So, I'm not against therapy, but therapy should be consistent with truth. We're in favor of therapy that's consistent with eternal truth. So choose your therapies wisely. There's some awfully bad stuff out there in the therapy world, including sort of drugstore therapy, by which I mean like drugstore novels, which is American idiom for a cheap paperback. You know, you go to the drugstore and you buy a cheap paperback book. So similarly, you know you need therapy, so you go out and you buy the most popular book around. And it says, you know, just realize that you're God and everything will be all right. Or it says so many other stuff. Just, you know, fill yourself with positive thoughts. I can do anything I want. I'm all powerful. Get off it. That was your problem to begin with. That's how you got here. That's the root cause of all your other problems. So choose your therapies wisely. Okay. Shall we stop here? Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. So we would like to express our gratitude to His Holiness Jayadvait Swami Maharaj for sharing His distilled wisdom with all of us, and each of His points penetrate deep into the heart with precision, and we are very honored that He is here with us. So He'll be staying for next 2 days, and tomorrow morning again we'll be happy to hear His Holiness Jayadvait Swami Maharaj's Bhagavatam class. Hari Bol. Also, you know, he would be visiting the Ayurveda Center, and at some point we will organize a few meetings, and Mohan Vilas Prabhu and our Praveen Prabhu would organize a few groups to just meet Maharaj as per his convenience. Thank you all very much. His Holiness Jayadvait Swami Maharaj ki.